Okay, Pesh Kosamach, it's interesting, it's like growing on me, this whole idea of the paragraphs of Halleluka being in order, sequence. And I don't know, as I try to get used to it, it seems to be more and more, attractive to daven the Halleluka's this way. So we said that the Ashrei is the Tfilas Haguf, there's things that have to do with the body, the needs of the body. And the first Halleluka, Halinafshi, deals with the period, what he called the dawn before Mashiach, the beginning of the Zman of Mashiach. And we're in the middle of the third, or the second Halleluka, the third of these, of the series. He's in the middle of explaining the is talking about the period right when Mashiach comes. The praises that will come from what he called the Ruach, the spirit of a person, right when Mashiach comes. And we had learned the first, pasuk. He explained, Halleluka yikitei zarba lakenu, ki noam nova sehila, b'nei Yerushalayim Hashem. That's what he described so far. The idea, are we good? Yeah. The idea of Mashiach's coming and our return to Yerushalayim. We're up to now, the second paragraph on page Kaf Samach. He's explaining how the psukim that follow, the words in psukim that follow, how they're connected to each other and how they refer to this time. So Nidchei Yisrael Yechaneis makes a lot of sense to all of us that that's talking about the coming of Mashiach, where Jews from all over and of all types will be gathered together. The next words, Harayfei Lishvurei Leiv Umechabesh Liatzvei Sam, he's going to explain now. And Mayne Misvel HaKoychavim. So if you're like me, I assume there's no Shaykhis, just a bunch of separate praises. Harayfei Lishvurei Leiv, Hashem heals those of broken heart, Umechabesh and bandages Atzvei Sam their problems. Mayne Misvel HaKoychavim, what's got to do with Harayfei Lishvurei Leiv? It's a separate thing. God counts the stars, the Kulam Shei Mesir, gives them names. So he's going to explain the connection and the flow of these psukim. So let's see. Oz Yiyah, again, he's referring to the time of Mashiach's coming. Oz Yiyah HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaRoyfei L'Shvurei Leiv B'nei HaGaliyos. Heim HaShvurei Leiv. Shbaruch Hu is Royfei L'Shvurei Leiv. It refers to those who will return from the Galus. Heim HaShvurei Leiv. Shemisuvavim biyamim adirim shosinas hagayim pamim kavusha v'rayv pamim glulom ameres. The Jews lived in Galus, surrounded by our enemies. Sometimes they hide their hatred for us, and most of the time, it's open. V'biyasa Mashiach yirapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chol elu shivrei leiv. So the shivrei leiv of the many individuals in all the countries of our Galus are going to be healed. Umechabesh la'atzvei sam v'yikshar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tie matlis terufa, a bandage of remedy, al pitzeim on their wounds. She b'ha'ir habayker, when the morning of Mashiach comes, Yasir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shbaruch Hu will remove mishavei ha'gay l'kol yisur v'chol ha'teitzois hablani yashal galus, all the damage done in galus. Okay, so we're picking up from where we left off yesterday, that these psukim refer, the second Halleluka refers to the time when Mashiach first comes. And yesterday we mentioned the Bainei Yerushalayim Hashem Nidchei Yisrael Yechanes. Now he connects that Harayfei L'Shvurei Leiv U'Mechabesh La'atzvei Sam, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that time will heal the wounds of the galus that we have. The wounds are not only people who are emotionally or physically hurt during the galus, but it means also the spiritual damage that was done in the galus.
This is written by David, right?
Yes.
So why wouldn't we say that Pashat Pshat, it's talking about the Shvurei Leiv, that it's for all
you can say whatever you want. He's telling you his Pshat.
I mean, where does he
you can say that.
From?
He's explaining it. It's like any Mefarish that is explaining. The way you explain it, the Psukim have nothing to do with each other. What does that have to do with Bainu Rishalayim, or what does that have to do with Bainu Mispalakaychamim? There's no flow. Understand?
Well,
you say he wrote it that way. He's saying he wrote it this way. He's saying he wrote it with a flow. You're saying he wrote it out of flow. Which one makes more sense to you?
And David had in mind this.
That's what he said. Maina mispala kaychavim. What's the connection? Toyar mispar, when you say a number or a count, meira al misay ma'at. That means it's not so many. Count, nobody would say a count of grains of sand because there's so many grains of sand. Sakot shieshte bisfiro minyan, a small amount that can be counted. Va'av shala einenu nira hakechavim be'ei mispar. Even to us, the stars seem to be unlimited. The constellations are tens upon tens of thousands. And every one of the stars has its own orbiting stars or planets. For it shalonu in our earth, rak kadur katan, shal shemesh katan echad b'merechas ha-Milky Way. In our earth, there's just one dot in the heavens. Fabiat enesh lispar afiluk echavim haniglin, koshkin oisim she'enam b'ri'ya. And we don't have the ability to count the stars. Mekal makin. Klavi ha-Kadosh Baruch Hu kulam heim rak mispar sach katan. To God, obviously, there's no number that's large, they're too large. And to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are amount that's can be counted. Aval kulam kol ashvurei leiv karbonis atzoris harabais varoy shel agluyos sheheminu beemuna shleima v'emtinu b'tzvi liYeshua. All the Jews, so many Jews throughout the generations, who were suffered in the galus and hoped for the Yeshua. Shiyovei hayayim shetizgalo emes lein kol lahem shemos yikra. The way he's explaining it is this, that this is a reference to Rai Felishvurei Leiv. What it is sometimes it's very hard for us to understand that in a world of so many billions of people, that God has a connection to me as an individual. There's so many people around, so what does it mean that God has a connection to me as an individual? There's a line in Reb Tzadik, it's a Tzadik. He says that part of the mitzvah of Emunah and Hashem, he says first the mitzvah is to believe in God. But since we understand that every human being has within him a neshama, which is a little bit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Reb Tzadik writes, Chayiv achakach, you have to use the regular Emunah, lahamin, sheyesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu shaychis loy, that God has an individualized shaychis to you as an individual. He says it's part of the Emunah in the kayach of the neshama, of the person. It's hard to explain except to say, if you would imagine a graduating class, there are maybe 100 graduates, and they're all sitting on the stage, and the parents are sitting in the audience, they see their child, right? Their eye scans the faces till you find where your child is, and that's the child you look at. And if you have twins in the class, so you notice two children, you know, it's not just one, but two. If you have triplets in the class, you notice three. So Kadosh Baruch Hu has a leiv rochav. He knows each person. Each person he's able to notice individually in that crowd, not only of 100 people, but of multitudes. That's the idea of Maina Mispala Kaichavim, Lukulam Shemes Yikra. That even though they are countless number, each one has his own name. You give a name to something that's an individual. So the way Rav Schwab is explaining, this is a hemshech of Harei Felishvurei Leiv, that in the long period of our galus, so many Jews have struggled or suffered, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a personal shaychis to each one of the individuals, to each person individually. The chizuk of HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts the stars and gives them names. Okay? And that's where he got the idea, you know, the perfect gift for your Valentine, name a star. Name a star after. I don't know why you have to go there for a couple $100s. You can come to me, I'll name the star for you for $5. And it's gonna be filed in the Library of Congress. You know what that means, filed in the Library of Congress. So there are so many stars, but when you give a name to a star, it means that when God gives a name to a star, it's a real connection, a real shaykhis. So that's the depth of my name is Kechel and Mechushem is Yikra. So Kosh Baruch Hu has the ability to be connected to each individual, no matter how many tens of, not tens of thousands, but millions there may be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a shachas to each one.
Isn't he saying that Lukulum Shem Asyukur refer to the Shvorei Lev?
To Shvorei Lev, with the marshal of the Kaichavim.
But the second part of the
pasuk is that's the hemshach that he's referring to. The hemshach he's referring to is that even though there are that many, so he's saying lekulam is all the individuals, but the mashal is the mashal of the, I think it's the mashal of the stars. Okay, Godel Adoneinu v'rav kayach. That's the next pasuk. Godel Adoneinu. God is Godel. I told you a million times that Godel means. What?
Giver.
Godel always means to give. That's the klal in, all over. So he says, Godel adineinu, what do you know? He says the same thing. Kvar biyarenu, she Godel, saiviv al midas chastei v'tuva yisbara. When he say God is Godel, it always refers to the mid of chesed. V'rav kayach, lisvunasai ein mispar. Now here it's a hard word to translate. Lisvunasai, to his tivuna, his understanding, there is no number. Now, you don't measure tivuna by numbers. It's not something that's numbered. On intellect is not measured in numbers. I mean, you can have an IQ system, but you don't measure intelligence by numbers. So what does it mean? Upirish Maran Reb Shmuel Shaval Hirsch Zitzal. Sheklape tivunase shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lisvunase klape, the tivun of Hashem, ein shum chashivos lemispar. Numbers have no, there's no reckoning. Shafilo hamispar achi gadol, kedugmas alfei alav mirevis tzvois Hashemayim, ein lechashivos shel mispar, eis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lu'umazeh hakoimitz katan shel shvurei leiv, shem misei mispar, him achi cheshuvim b'chol habruim. What he's saying is, l'sfuna sai, opposite his tivuna, a mispar. There's no mispar that's large. If a person, the more intelligent somebody is, you say that mastering this or that is, it's a joke for him. L'sfuna sai, a mispar. Klapi, his tivuna, there is no number. And again, meaning to say that even though there are thousands, tens of thousands of shvurei leiv, millions of shvurei leiv, Klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not a number. So Luma Zach, claim it's cotton shall shvurei leiv, the number of shvurei leiv, which compared to an infinite number is small. Hey, b'seim isvor, ha-mechi cheshuv m'chol ha-bruim. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tfunasai meivinu ma'bit echusam. U'l'svunasai ein ha-sachva ha-mispa meira ala ha-chashivas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the number has nothing to do with the chashivas. And Kadosh Baruch Hu appreciates the Shvurei Lev for what they are, regardless of any number they may be. Those who suffered under the yoke of the nations, and they endured through B'tachin. What does it mean, Ya'oideid? Ma'oideid Anavim? Loshen oid, shiskaimu ade ad. Interesting. I think the regular translation, the translation say, ma'id ad anavim Hashem is loshen of caressing or of caring for. Ma'id ad anavim Hashem. He says, ma'id ad is a loshen of eternity. Oid, more and more. Ma'id ad anavim Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the anavim continuity. Shiskaimu ade ad.
What's anavim mean?
Humble people. People have been humbled by their experiences. They lived on Betachin. Mashpil Rishoim Ade Aretz. Again, referring to the time of Mashiach, Hashem will lower the Rishoim Ade Aretz to the ground, and Sheheim Lo Yichyu V'Lo Yiskaimu Oy, Rak Yiyu Shavin Lo Ofer Ha'aretz. V'Hainu, Sheyichlu V'Yivutalu Kol HaRishoim. V'Oz, and then Mashoim Ade Aretz, V'Oz Anu LaHashem Midas harachmin b'soida, z'amal lakeinu midas adin b'chinar. So then we sing, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Taida, and we sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, enu l'Hashem b'soida, z'amal lakeinu b'chinar. So what he did is try to connect the first few psukim of this Hallelujah as all referring to that time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will gather in and care for the Nidchei Yisrael. So what he did so far is to take the first five or so psukim and show a hemshech. Now, the next psukim, he goes on with a new, starting with a, it's a kind of, it continues the theme, but no longer referring to Nidchei Yisrael. The next words are Hamechase Shemayim Ba'avin, God covers the heavens with clouds, Hamechel Oretz Matar, beautiful psukim, like Herbie says, you don't need to connect it to anything, just beautiful psukim anyway. Hamechel Oretz Matar, Hashem prepares the rain for the earth, Hamatzmiya Charam Chatzir, and fills the mountains with vegetation. So he explains the flow in this hemshach of Yemaisa Mashiach as follows. V'achikach mamshach b'tir noisaf al Yemaisa Mashiach. The Navi, the pasuk continues, b'tir noisaf, with another illustration of Yemaisa Mashiach. Sharei be'eshach atonu lo yizbarach, at the time that Jews have sinned, hisra isanu, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a warning, a pasach ha'parani yais, Rashi says in Dvarim that the Shemayim and Aretz are sort of the witnesses for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bris with the Jewish people, and if the Jews don't keep up their part of the deal, so the heaven and the earth are carry forth the punishment of Va'otzar Es Shemayim, that the heavens will be closed and there'll be no rain. So kalapi that va'achkach va'avad temehira mi'al ha'aretz. Lu'uma zeh, beis ha'gu'ula, yeh hepach. So these psukim are meant to contrast the punishment and to talk about the reward. So instead of va'atzar as shemayim v'lo yeh matar, it says ha'mechas as shemayim bi'avin ha'mechin la'aretz matar. So that's the hemshach la'aretz v'kometz. What's it mean? Le Oretz and Lo Oretz. Le is two, and Lo is Le Ha Oretz. It's a Hey idea. Okay, Le. Okay, whenever it says La something or Lo in this case, it means Le Ha, to thee. To the Oretz. What's the Oretz? Guess. What's the Oretz? The Oretz? Florida. Florida. Eretz Yisrael, right? Okay. Lo Oretz becomes Mayra ala Oretz HaMiuched is Eretz Yisrael. Kamoy she ne'amar she teitzoas v'hayam shemaya hiven asati mitar artzichem bi'itai, in your land, and it's time, Yerel Malkosh. So ha'machas shreivet ha'mechel lo Oretz matar ha'matzmiyah harim chatzir, the fills up the mountains with vegetation, desha ve'esa, k'dei shia noisin l'behem alachma, so the animals can have what they need. U'maisif levnei oirev asheyekro, to the young ravens who call. So the reason the raven is singled out is because shebnei ha'oirev k'irven al Hashem shifarneseim ki aveseim parchen v'oizven oisam. Most birds take care of their young, and the raven is a bird that does not take care of its young. Its young is left, and it's the baby birds. The kavanas habishayrim shavaisi asman li yeshum sabol ba'olam loyladu b'layla behema. There'll be no heaviness, there'll be no difficulty for people, not for humans, not for animals. Oz loy begvuras asus yachpats shein chayfetz vein tainu kadosh baruch begvuras asus. Now I have to tell you, I heard Rav Shvadron probably 5 to 10 times in my life, Rav Shalom Shvadron speak. And he, especially in his younger years, was full of energy. The first 2 times I heard him speak, it was the same speech. Here in America in English, and in Israel in Ivrit. I can't say the whole speech was the same, but I remember, when you hear the same thing twice, you remember it. He spoke about this pasuk. Loi bigvuras asus yachpats. Loi b'sheikei ha'ish yirtza. What are the sheikei ha'ish? You say it every day. God doesn't want the thighs of people. He translates Hakavana Shesus Vareich by Simon Lamalchama Sheyoshiv Isha Malchama Asusai BePisuk Shukav. The way you stand is by putting your thighs on the animal. Well, he said, and he made a show out of it, like he was the horse, and you know, and he, when the horse raises itself up on its back feet, the rider controls the animal by pressing on the horse with his thighs. In other words, I don't know exactly how it works, you know, how you make a left turn or a right turn or up and a down, I don't know. But he said the energy of the rider to get the horse to do what he wants is with the thighs. And maybe it's always that way. I don't, never went horseback riding that I recall. And, so that's the Sheikeh. Sheikeh Ish means the gevura, of the person. In battle with the goes with the Sheikh. Ella writes Hashem is Yirev, Sev Yachla Mechastai. The way I understand, this is a Hemshech of Yomais HaMashiach, whereas today, the battle, the victor in the battle is the one who has the success and the glory. But when Mashiach comes, it's not going to depend on Gevura Sasus and Lo Sheikh Ish, and it won't be connected to that. So what we've done, I think, has gotten a little bit in the davening in the morning of a spin on at least the first three. We still have three more to go. But again, Ashrei is the Tzarchei Haguf. Haluk Ali Nefshi Yes Hashem, we said, is the dawning, the time that Mashiach actually begins to come. Haluk Tev Zamalakeinu is the time when Mashiach comes and sort of settles in and brings back the Nitzchei Yisrael, and it's their praise.